We want to share a few things with you today, and we'll get through this word tonight. Father, we're so grateful for you, and we're so thankful for your goodness and your grace and your mercies, Father. We are so in love with you, and we're so thankful, God, for who you are, for what you're doing. You're on your throne. Nothing has caught you by surprise. Father, I thank you for everyone that's here tonight. Father, I thank you for the ones that are not here tonight. We lift them up to you. We're going to continue. We're going to pray for them even more after a while. But I thank you for what you're doing here at New Life, and I thank you for the word that went forth on Sunday. Man, your presence was in this place on Sunday, Father's Day. I thank you for what you did then. And God, I thank you for what you're going to do tonight. Lord, every time we talk about your word, it's encouraging, it's strengthening, it's rejuvenating, God, and it's exciting to just dive into it and discuss it and talk about it and talk about what you're doing, because that's what our hearts is. Our desire is to be about what you are doing, what your plan is for our lives, Father. We just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. How did Miss Margaret do? So we had some issues with our website, and I went to go listen to it this week, and it was down. I think we're back up now, but I think my card expired or something. I don't know. Something happened. How did Miss Margaret do? Wednesday. Yeah, last Wednesday. Is it good? Good. Y'all's boy, Sunday, was so good. So good. I enjoyed that. Dad, your word was on point. Good time. We all sat around and listened and hung out. So I woke up that. Yeah. Oh, it was so good, though. It was so good. And the guys sounded good. The online, I was listening to it. The mix was great to hear everybody. It was wonderful. Really enjoyed it. Woke up that morning, and I got in finally that night. By the time I got in bed, it was about 12. And after being sick all day and just this exhausting week and then my kids being sick and Amber being exhausted, I just told Amber, I said, you know, I think I'm going to stay home and we're going to just relax. So that's what we did. And so y'all just continue praying for our kiddos. All our kiddos, our littles have been sick and they're still sick. And it's been several weeks now. We're ready for that to get over with. So we are in Psalms 119. We are in none. The 14th letter. Faithfulness, verse 105 is where we'll start. Never-ending confidence in God's word. Faithfulness. I love it. That's what that is meaning. That Hebrew letter, nun. And it really, again, when we're reading through this, it's just every section is a continuation of the race that we're on. We're on this journey. And so, and I dove into this. I've been diving into reading it the last week. And this morning, I just really had spent some time meditating on it. Verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That is, we've heard that scripture all our lives, or any season of walking with the Lord. You've heard this scripture because it's so familiar. Word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path. You know, in the journeys that we're all on, we're all running to Christ, but we're all on different avenues. We're all different visions. We're all different circumstances that we're all on, right? You know, Dad doesn't deal with the things that I deal with, and I don't deal with the things Dad deals with. We're different phases. The same thing with Brother North and Dad. It's the same concept. Brother North and Charlie. Different situations. We all have them, right? We're all on the same path. I was talking to a gentleman this morning, or I was texting him. I just wanted to give him some encouragement. And I said, the enemy, you know, if you can visualize this, and I was wanting to do it a little bit tonight, but I'm not going to, but when you're outside and you have a flashlight, it's dark outside, and you have this light going straight down, guiding your path, right? And because you want to see where you're stepping. The important areas are not all around here. The important areas are right where that light is illuminating too, because you want to make sure you're stepping on the right spots. And the older you get, the slower you get, because the more cautious you're going to be watching, watching, making sure you're stepping right, right? You're not going to just be running through the woods. You're going to be real careful, right? That's wisdom, right? That's just wisdom. It's just physically being more cautious. It's just it's more wisdom. We know what's out there, right? And so the important spot is to focus on that as you're going through life. And this dark area is not the area that we're supposed to be focusing on, but that's where the enemy loves to have our minds at. You know, he wants us to be worried about the finances. He wants us to be worried about this circumstances and this circumstances. You know, I was telling Brother North this with, and you know, we're in the middle of a house build. So it is financially, it's stressful. There's a lot going on. Okay. A lot of choices, I'm just keep on telling Pastor Jenkins, just keep me under budget. Let's figure it, keep me under budget. And then Mama steps in and says, I want this, I want this. Jenkins is like, you want me? Okay, anyways. So she's doing great. We're on the same page with all that. But anyways, you know, with all this happening, well, our kids have been sick. Well, when your kids are sick, guess what? You got to go to the doctor. We go take them to the doctor. Well, Amber has went to the doctor, I can't tell you how many times now, with all our kids, with Michelle even. And, you know, we're paying out of pocket as much as we can, and then all of a sudden Aiden has to go to Cook's because he can't move his neck. And we got the bill in for that. Over $20,000. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to focus on this circle of light to guide my path, because that's a scary space thinking about $20,000. I'm going to focus right here on your word. This is what's going to light my path. I'm going to trust you. I can't think about this and I can't think about that. I'm going to focus here. God, give me wisdom. Guide my path right now. It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different things happening from with work and this and that. But every single one of us are on these types of journeys. You know, I'm just giving you my testimony. Everybody else, I mean, anybody that's listening probably could say the same thing, Miss North. They've got this, this, and that. But that's the same concept is, God, this is light this area, light my path, because I want to trust you. When you tell me to turn left, I want to turn left. When you tell me to turn right, I want to turn right. I don't know what's in front of me. So here, Lord, you tell me to turn left, I'm going to turn left. So I'm going to shift this way because I don't know what's ahead over here. I want to go what you're telling me to do and how you're guiding me, right? And when we're focusing on his word, right, that's what's guiding us, that strengthening, that is refreshing us. I'm not saying nothing that you don't know, but it's encouraging for us to just hear this and let that wash over us. Because even who knows what tomorrow is going to hold? If you're listening, we don't know what's going to happen. But it's when our minds and our focus is on that, letting God illuminate that path right in front of us. You know, when again, we're talking about finances, you know, and I've shared this already. It was like when we went to close, people told us, well, you're going to have $10,000 closing. And I'm like, that's not what y'all told me. That's not what the banker told me. That's when I asked over and over and over and over and over and over again and looked at the paperwork over and over and over again. Nobody said there was nothing to it. And now you're telling me I have to have 10 grand to put down over here. And how am I going to all of a sudden put 10 grand? I don't have anywhere near that in my bank account. And so I'm like, Lord, okay, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that, maybe if I do this, I might could come up with half of it. You know, and the Lord's just like, I'm going to guide your path. You just trust me. And God opened the doors and God provided and God did. And here we are. But it's this, we start looking outside those gray areas where it's like, that's not where God's wanting us to look. He's saying, right, let me guide your path. Stay focused on my word. Stay focused on this. I could just close right there, Miss North, because that's so good just to hear. Just focus on the word of God. I'm telling you. No, we got more. It's okay. We got more. We're going to keep on going here. Verse 106 says that I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. Now, when I read this, I thought about it, and then I went back into some commentaries on it, and I want to read this because it's so funny, because I think we all have been here. I know I have, not maybe to the degree of this guy did, but I think we've all been in the same spot. He says, I have sworn and confirmed, Bridges, this is just a commentary, tells us of a man named Pierce who read a book titled Rise and Progress of Religion. From it, he decided that he would live a more dedicated and obedient life. Thank you, Lord. That's positive. He wrote out a covenant with God, and in it, very serious and solemn way, he even signed it with his own blood. That was a degree of a little bit too much there. It wasn't long until he started failing in his commitment to the covenant. First in small ways and then more and more. Then this plunged him into deep distress, almost to total despair. Then he considered that the arrangement he had made with God was actually legalistic, especially in the way that it was in the way that it relied on the power of his own vows and resolutions. So he took the covenant to the top of his house and tore it into small pieces and threw it in the wind. He did not feel himself free from the promises themselves. Only now he was more of a mind to not rely on himself or his own vows, but only on the blood of Christ and the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. This led to much better result, and he was close to the source and comfort and restoration when he did fall. And I think that's so powerful to think about, to realize that we can't rely on our own strength. And when we do try to put so much pressure on ourselves, that's when we do mess up. And that's where a lot of our depression will come from, because that's where we see it with people in the church, where they struggle because they're striving so hard and they keep messing up, and they just keep, I want to make a promise to God. I want to do good. I want to focus on the Word of God. But people, so many times we focus on the problem and trying to stop the issue, trying to do better, or even going to I'm going to read the Word every day. But then you fall short because you get distracted a little bit. And then all of a sudden you've got this guilt. Oh, I didn't read. No, that's condemnation. I do want a conviction in my life about reading the Bible. I do want God to convict me if I'm not praying. But God's not condemning us. But if we put those on ourselves, like I have to, and then when we mess up, that's condemnation. Come on. Thank God for grace. When we focus our attention on His grace and His mercies, you talk about going to new levels. Because every one of us say something, do something, fall short daily. But His grace is what keeps us running the race. Amen. Verse 107, I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to Your word. The one thing I so enjoy about Psalms 119 is I'm reading this page out of our lives of like this, almost like a struggle. And not a struggle, but this juggle that we all are in of, I see that, I have this coming at me. This, I've messed up or I'm struggling in this, I'm distracted in this. I love this verse. It says, I'm afflicted very much. I'm going through this, and this is happening, and this is what's going on. But he says this, revive me, O Lord. Now, this is, I think, this key part of the scriptures, according to Your word. His prayer was, revive me according to Your word, not according to how I think it should be, not how I feel it should be, but revive me according to what Your plan is, where You want me to be, where You want my mindset to be. And I relate this the same thing as with our marriages. You know, it's like God, we pray for our spouse, God, you need to fix her. Do you need it? You see, she needs to, you know, clean a little bit more. She needs to do them dishes a little bit more. Right? Right? Come on, right? That's the stupidest thing. But God, revive me according to your word. Lord, do a work in me on how you want me to be, how you want my mindset to be. Revive my mind according to your word. Revive my spirit according to your plan, according to what your word says. Not how I think it should be, not how I feel it should be, not my emotions, but I want it to be lined up with what your word is saying. And so many times, those words, when we start reading the scripture, God will slap you upside the head. He'll get rid of that stinking thinking real quick. He'll tell you you got some stinking thinking. But that's when, but, that's where, if we're not asking God to show us and revive me according to your word, we're not going to be seeing those things. We're going to be skipping over those amazing nuggets, that those things that God's wanting to do in our lives. That's why it's so important when we're reading God's word and we're praying and we're doing things. We're not praying, God, change that person. Change this. God, change my mind. Give me wisdom, right? How to handle, how to be a better husband, how to be a better father, how to be a better employee, how to be who you've called me to be. Revive me, God, according to your plan. So I feel we all hit that verse part, that first part, I am afflicted very much. I feel like everybody could say that. Yeah, that's me. But the second part is the maturity part. The second part is where it's so important that we get it. We're not asking God. We're not asking God to change this situation. God, change my mindset. God, show me how to spend my money better. Instead of praying, God, I need a bonus. I need this and I need that. God, show me how to use my money better. Give me wisdom in how I spend, how I use my money. Because I want your word, I want my finances to line up with your word. It's a hard prayer to pray sometimes, because you got a lot of I wants. But the thing I'm telling you, when we have the I want of what God's plan is for our lives, and let that overshadow everything and let that guide our lives, it's incredible. 108. Accept, I pray, the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. This is such a powerful, powerful, powerful statement. And the depth of it is, I mean, yeah, every single verse is just so beautiful. And when we look at these verses and we really try to, when we're dissecting them, God will really reveal some beautiful things to us. Just the verses already that we've already been talking about are so gorgeous. I mean, they're beautiful. This part here says, Accept, I pray, the free will offering of my mouth. I believe in free will. There's a lot of different, there's two different belief systems. There's Calvinists and Arminians. There's the Calvinists believe in, they don't believe in free will. Arminians, they do. That's my belief, okay? I've got good friends that are Calvinists. We have fun discussions. And I just tell them, well, maybe one day you'll get saved. So, one day you'll find Jesus. You'll get it right. But I believe in free will. And the thing is with free will is the fact that when he's telling this is, I'm going to give you a free will offering. In other words, I'm not doing this. I'm not worshiping you because I feel like I'm being made to. I'm not worshiping you. I'm not standing and getting into your word. I'm not doing this because I feel pressured to. I'm not going to church because I feel oppressed. I feel like I have to go to church. Okay? Legalistic, that's legalism. Come on. And Sunday, honestly, I had to kind of fight that. I'm like, it's okay. You know, I'm just saying. And so, like, when you're worshiping on this platform, this is a choice that we make. God, I'm choosing to worship you. Not because I feel pressured to. Not because I'm feeling like I have to. But I want to. I desire you. You see all this around me. You see all these things going on. I don't want to focus on those. I want to focus on you because your beauty, your grace, you're all I need. You're my comfort. You're my everything. I love that because he says, I'm giving you this free will offering with my mouth. In other words, I'm choosing. Teach me your judgments. And that's an important lineup that you need to understand with this. It's not the other way around. Teach me your judgments. I'm giving you a free... He says, no, this is a worship. I'm coming into your courts with thanksgiving. So it's the reason why we worship on Sundays. And then we hear the word. Why? Because so many times people are coming in these services hard, dealing with all kinds of things. And when you start worshiping, and you start handing these things over to God, you say, Lord, I love you. Man, I have been so feeling so down this week. God, I'm worshiping you, God. I love you. Thank you. What happens is, and we know it, man, our ears begin to be able to in tune with what he's saying. So important. It's a good lineup. I love that. Verse 109. Live. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. That goes right up with that same scripture we just talked about. It's a free will. It's a choice that we have every day. God, I choose you. I choose your will. I choose to listen to worship. I choose to listen to preaching. I choose to, you know, I want to tune out everything. You know, I spent most of my time driving all last week, hardly listening to any music at all, just driving, talking to the Lord, talking about this, just like, Lord, I trust you in this. I don't know what's going on here. I just trust you. Praying for calm winds, but I guess I was wearing my hat and he didn't give that to me. It's okay. I'm playing, Lord. We know. We're okay. It is a good weekend. Me and my buddy, me and Danny were laughing about it because we always laugh about Robert, the other employee we have, being a little bit more in tune because God really does a lot of beautiful blessings with him. God, you see God doing amazing things in his life. And when he prays, a lot of times we see it come through. So me and Danny are always laughing about, yeah, we're not going to pray. We're going to let Robert pray over, you know. And so we were leaving, and Danny asked, what would you do differently? And we were processing it back and forth. And I said, well, probably next time we're going to let Robert pray for the calm or for the winds to be calm. That's funny because it's true, though. All right. Verse 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. That goes right back to that first scripture. God, light my path. I don't want this. I don't want that. God, guide my path. And staying with that. And when we do fall short, just getting back on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And the distractions are so heavy. And it's not just sin distractions. It's just distractions from life. It's distractions of busyness. Distractions from every little thing. I mean, or your family. You know, because you can easily get so wrapped up with family and not give time to the Lord. You know, and family's important. It's vital. But, man, that time with the Lord is even more important. Verse 111, your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Man, that is just... when I read that, I've taken as a heritage forever. That heritage of grace that you did for me, that heritage of love, the heritage of forgiveness, the heritage of sonship, that he's making such a beautiful, powerful statement. He's saying, God, you're my heritage. You're what I'm rooted in for what you did for me on the cross. You're my heritage. I love it. It's rejoicing in the heritage that he has with Christ and in the Lord. Psalms 112 says, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, to the very end. That's got to be our battle cry in our life. God, I have chosen to perform your statutes. I have chosen to grab a hold of your grace. I have chosen to chase after you. I have chosen to put my ears to hear your word. I have chosen to make it to church. To hear the preaching word. I have chosen to make it to Bible study. I have chosen to tune off this music and listen to a sermon. I've chosen to turn off the TV and put worship music on and just bask in your presence. I've chosen to incline my heart to perform your statutes, to go after you, to chase after you. And back up to verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. And that's such a beautiful prayer. That's such a beautiful section that we had here tonight, is the fact that, I mean, you see this whole Psalms 119, it just continues and continues and continues with this deep relationship, this deep love, this choice, this inclining our ears. God, this is my path. Letting your word be hidden in my heart. You know, over and over again about having God's word being our light. And this is the race that God set before us. And I'm looking in a mirror because I see the author. I see the struggles. You see the struggles. Every section we're seeing. Enemies coming after me. This is happening. This is happening. The wicked's coming at me. This is happening. But I'm choosing. I'm inclining my ears to you. I'm choosing to let your word be my path. I'm choosing. And it just continues on. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful passage. And that's why, again, so many people to try to memorize that and get that in our hearts. And that's the reason why we're spending this time in the season right now in this. And so continue to encourage you guys to dive into this. Man, read over this. Middle of the night when you wake up, someone wakes up, just open up this, man. Just dive into it. Let it guide you. Let it be your calm. Let it be your guiding light. No, understand, man, you're not alone. You're not the only one that goes through situations that you feel like, man, you're just getting slapped upside the head with this or that. Let God be that path. Guide your path. I'm telling you, I know you guys have been through storms. The older you get, the more you get of them, the more you have of them. And anybody's listening to this, I'm telling you, let the Lord guide your path. I know at my age, I've already seen God do so many beautiful things. I know you guys at y'all's age, y'all are the same exact way. But I've noticed it's the same concept. Is it doesn't matter where you're at in life. Doesn't matter how long you've been in Christ. Doesn't matter. There's always that pull. It doesn't matter. You still have that pull to be distracted. It doesn't matter. That's why it's so important. We hear these kinds of words. We hear the spoken word. We let that wash over our ears. Lord, be the path. Be the light to my path. Amen. Father, I thank you so much for your word tonight. And as we get wrapped up, we're going to lift up the different ones that are sick in this place. Everyone that's not here tonight, all the ones that have been struggling with sickness in this church, Father, we lift them up to you. We thank you, God, because we know you do hear our prayers. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for healing in my children. I thank you for healing in my wife, God. I thank you for healing in the different ones in this place that are sick and just tired even tonight, Lord. I lift them up to you. Lord, I thank you for the ones that are here in this place that made it. I thank you for the ones that are traveling. I plead your blood over them, Father. I pray for safe travels, God. I pray you just speak to them as they're on the road. I pray you speak to them as they're home right now, resting. And I thank you for them. I thank you, Lord, even that they chose to just be at home resting. It's okay, Lord. I thank you for them. Lord, I pray you just bless them, God. I thank you for the what you did Sunday, Father's Day. Thank you for such a beautiful atmosphere. Thank you for the ones that were here, even the ones that were not able to be here. I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do Sunday, God. I thank you for that amazing, powerful word, God, that you're prepping even already in the heart of our pastor, God. Thank you for the word that you're starting in my spirit, Father, to be preached soon, Father. I thank you for what you're going to do with Westminster North, God. I pray for safe travels over Galen and Tara as they travel on their vacation, Lord. And anyone else that is going to be gone on vacation and traveling, Lord, I plead your blood over them, Lord. And I thank you for healing, God, in this body. Lord, I lift up, Lord, with our buildings, God. I thank you for the finances, and I thank you for the way to fix our ACs in our gym, Lord. You see what we're wanting to do with our kids going into the summer, Lord. We know it's hot. Lord, I pray for the provisions, God, and the right people to come look at our AC systems, God. I thank you, Lord. We're trying to be stewards of these buildings, Lord. We want to honor you with them. And again, I just thank you for tonight, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as we lift up anybody else that's going on and sick, you will just lift them up in prayer as we're praying. Different names, you can lift them up. Lift up Miss Margaret to you. Lift up Patty, Lord. I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for brothers Tony and Becky, God. I lift them up to you, Father. Brother Sister Wallace, Lord, I lift them up to you. I just pray for healing and strength. I lift up Rachel and Junior to you, God. I lift up David and Nelda to you, Father. I thank you for every single one that's a part of this body and that's connected to this body. I pray that you protect them and you guide them, Father. Stir their hearts, God, for you. And I thank you for what you're doing here in New Life. Father, I pray you just continue to stir our hearts and guide us and do exactly what your will is for our lives in this church. Lord, I thank you for the upcoming events, God, with our Thanksgiving event, God, as we're beginning to kind of start getting our minds and our hearts can kind of get prepared for that, Lord, and guide us and direct us there. I don't want Brandon's will. I want your will, Father. I want your plans, Lord, what you want to do, God. And I just thank you for it. Lord, as we leave here tonight, I pray for a peace and I pray for a rest. Come on, every single one person, God, that's listening even, maybe listen to it later, Lord. But tonight, I lift up the ones that are here and everyone that usually comes here, that everyone would just be have an amazing night's rest, God, that we wake up so refreshed, so ready to go at it again tomorrow, Lord. I do. I pray for that supernatural rest upon all our homes, God. And we just thank you for it. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for refreshing, God. In Jesus' name, amen.